That's where we leave the BBC World Service and launch ourselves into Thursday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today hears from the campaign group Sustain, which wants food produced to high welfare standards in a way that protects nature and tackles climate change, as well as providing good jobs. Charlotte Smith hears more at 5:45. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by a news briefing. But first, a look ahead to next week.
On BBC Radio 4.
It was my stupid mistake. I've just helped ruin someone's life.
I'm Shari Vahl. I've been investigating fraud for decades.
I was adding up this in my head and I thought, that's everything. I've lost everything.
In my new series, I'm sharing five of my stories that'll keep you and those around you safe from the scammers.
What have I done that has caused this particular situation? You begin to doubt yourself.
Five Ways They Get You, with me, Shari Vahl. Part of the BBC Scam Safe season on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Next Monday to Friday at 11:45.
Now here's Simon King.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 21st of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Humber, Thames, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sull, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low fare owl 992, expected Fisher 987 by midnight tonight. Low Sol 994, expected Slovenia 986 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later in Viking. Winter showers, good occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromartie and later except 40s and Cromartie. Winter showers, good occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Winter showers, good occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. West 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in Humber. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. West gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy. East, backing northwest later, 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fastnet. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides and Bailey, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, South East Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in South East Iceland, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, northwest 3, recent precipitation 19 miles, 1004 falling. Stornoway, northwest 5, drizzle 7 miles, 999 falling more slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 3, heavy rain and snow more than 38 miles, 990 falling. Lucas, southwest by west 4, more than 38 miles, 1000 falling. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1003 falling. Sunday to light vessel automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1006. Greenwich light vessel automatic, more than 27 miles, 1006. Jersey, south southeast 5, slight rain 8 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast 6, 1003. Scilly automatic, east southeast 8, rain 1 mile, 995, falling more slowly. Valentia, east northeast 2, moderate drizzle 16 miles, 997, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast 1, recent precipitation 24 miles, 1004, falling. Malinhead, south southwest 3, 24 miles, 1005, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A strong, cold, northerly or northwesterly airflow will continue to extend across the United Kingdom, bringing gales to some northern and eastern waters. This will produce blustery showers with snow at times in the north. Low pressure will cross southern waters on Thursday, bringing gales or severe gales here for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good occasionally, very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good occasionally, very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 6 to gale 8, backing west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East backing northwest later 5 to 7. Rain or sleet, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East 4 to 6, backing northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mallet Galloway. North or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. North or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. West or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. And the Shetland Isles. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 5 to 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 21st of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The Defence Secretary will face questions from MPs today after it emerged that Ukraine had fired British-supplied missiles into Russia for the first time. There's been a surge in the rate at which children are being suspended or excluded permanently from state primary schools in England. In business, the US Justice Department has published proposals to break what it says is Google's monopoly on internet search engines. And in sport, Chelsea are into the Women's Champions League quarterfinals. The Defence Secretary John Healey will be questioned by a committee of MPs today after it emerged that Ukraine had fired British-supplied missiles into Russia for the first time. The government has so far not confirmed or denied the use of the weapons. David Petraeus, the former director of the CIA, doesn't think the decision by the Biden administration to also allow the use of long-range missiles will escalate the war.
They've lost the election. They're not going to be criticised any further over starting World War III if they do something that can be seen or argued as slightly escalatory, which I don't think this is. And keep in mind that on the Russian side, they've just sought to change the dynamic by bringing in over 10,000 North Korean troops.
A report by the Charity Commission has criticised the family of Captain Sir Tom Moore for receiving almost £1.5 million from a book deal, but refusing to give any of it to the foundation set up in his name. The war veteran raised money for the NHS during lockdown by walking laps of his garden. The Ingram Moore said the report treated them unfairly, the process was unjust and excessive, and the Charity Commission had a predetermined agenda. There's been a surge in the rate at which children are being suspended or excluded permanently from state primary schools in England. The BBC analysed data from the past 10 years and found that suspensions had more than doubled, while exclusions had risen by 70%. Last year, there were 84,000 suspensions compared with 38,000 a decade ago. The former Children's Commissioner for England, Anne Longfield, said it was a worrying trend.
I think there's been a culture that's grown up over the last decade that's really brought in a kind of culture of exclusion. This has been at a time where, you know, children's needs has been rocketing as well. So we know that now a third of all children are entering school, not being school ready, not being able to meet their development goals. Now that puts extra stress on already stretched schools.
Palestinian medics say dozens of people have been killed in Israeli strikes on northern Gaza this morning. Rescue operations are underway in Beit Lahia and Gaza City, where people are said to be trapped under the wreckage. The Israeli military hasn't commented so far. Australia has introduced legislation that will ban those under 16 from accessing social media. The communications minister, Michelle Rowland, told Parliament